A devotee is asking a question about Yogamaya, and Yogamaya is represented in various temples around Braj Mandal, in various places. Near Nandagram, there is one gufa, there is one cave, which you can't go in, but there's a small place there, and some stones, and they say this is the gufa. They say that this cave near Nandagram is where Purnamasi Devi used to stay. When Yogamaya's personified form is Purnamasi in Krishna Leela, and in Gaur Leela, Yogamaya takes the form of Vaitacharya's wife named Sita Devi. So there is a temple outside of the entrance. To the left of the entrance is Sevakunj, on the way to the Sitanath Mandir, behind Sevakunj, little gully there. On the corner there, near Sevakunj in Vrindavan, there's a temple of Purnamasi. In the old temple, the Prachin Mandir of Rupa Goswami Pad, Radha Govinda Mandir, there is a small temple adjoined to that that was built for the worship of Yogamaya. When Rupa Goswami discovered Govindaji, that was done by the arrangement of Yogamaya. Yogamaya revealed to him the existence of Govindaji under the ground. So where they dug a hole in the ground, the Brijvasis, a long story, Rupa Goswami was trying to find the lost deities because he was given this order by Mahaprabhu, Sanatana and Rupa. It says, Lupta Tirtha Prakat, manifest the hidden holy places, Bhakti Shastra Likana, and write devotional shastras like this, and teach the way of devotion, Bhakti Sadhana. So they did that. When they dug this hole, he had a cow, a beautiful cow, used to come every day to this small hillock. You see there's a small hill there. Where the temple is, there's a small hill, and that hill represents the yoga peat, the back of the turtle. The sea turtle, water turtle, has kind of an elliptical back. The back starts at the edge of the shell. It goes like slightly like this, and goes like that, and kind of glides through the water. It's not like a land turtle. It's called box turtle. It's shaped like this. You ever see they crawl on the land? You saw a turtle? It's shaped like an arch. But this is elliptical. It's just like this. So the yoga pit in Braj Leela, the Maha Yoga Pit, is described in Govinda Leelamrita and other Tantra Shastras, Vaishnava Tantra, Yoga Pit. It rises, that area of land, it's a golden area, it rises like the back of a turtle from the banks of the Yamuna. The Yamuna comes from the north and breaks into two branches and connects in the south. And there's an island in the middle, and the land rises like the back of a turtle. And the top of that land, it slopes, goes down to the Yamuna on all sides, is the Yogapit. And the top of that turtle's back is right where the Govindaji Mandir was built. So when they were digging that hole, because the cow was coming there every day and dropping milk, because Rupa Goswami Pad, he was praying to Yogamaya, because you can only enter Krishna Leela or have darshan of Krishna by the mercy of his Shakti, by the mercy of his Shakti, the Kripa Shakti of Guru, and then the Shakti of Radharani, the Bhakti Devi, which is Radharani's energy, that you can say metaphorical representative of Ladini Shakti and Samvit. Krishna and Radharani, they expand in a metaphorical form. It's not a real form. It's not a deity. It's not a form. There's no mantra, there's no murti, but called Bhakti Devi. So Bhakti Devi is the energy of Krishna, the Shakti of Krishna, called Samvit Shakti, and the energy of Radharani called Ladini. So just to give it some, those energies, some personified form, they say Bhakti Devi. There's no such individual personality of Bhakti Devi anywhere mentioned and anywhere in Goswami Granth. But we use this to describe Bhakti. So he is praying to the Shakti, Yogamaya. Oh, Yogamaya, please reveal Krishna to me. Where is the Leela Stalis? This is the order of Mahaprabhu. I have to find this place. So every day a cow was coming to the top of that hillock and dropping milk there. Automatically, milk was pouring from her udders. Stan. And Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, he noticed that every day cow was coming. So then he was praying to Yogamaya. Then Yogamaya revealed to him, said, yes, Krishna's here. So he dug the hole down, 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 and found Govindaji. And they installed Govindaji. So that very hole where they dug and found the Didi, and where Yogamaya revealed to him, that's the location of the Yogamaya Mandir. So that's, you can say, just like you go to Radharaman Temple, Thakurji Radharamandev. And behind there, between the Samadhi and the Mandir, is the Prakatstali, Thakurji Prakatstali of Radharaman. There's some tree there, or the remnants of some tree, because that was that tree. Every night, Gopal Bhatta Goswami would hang his basket with shalagrams inside. And he would, there's a long story about all that, I need not tell now. So then one day, when he went to that tree to take off his basket of shalagrams for puja, he found Radharaman. Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari, Meru Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shamavanavari, Mera Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shamavanavari, Hamara Dana Radha, Shirada, Shirada, Shivana Dana Radha, Shirada, Shirada. He found Radharaman. So now they have a small stone there and some lotus feet to commemorate that this is the Prakatstali. So that Yogapit Mandir and Radha Govindaji, which is an appendage to the main mandir, is where Yogamaya revealed the form of Govindaji, Govindadev. So then he had a small, somewhere along the way, a murti was made to commemorate that lila. A white marble murti was made of Yogamaya. And that Yogamaya was staying there. Since 400 some years, and people do puja there, and they pray to Yogamaya. I also go there. I've gone. So this is a very nice place. And some gurus, they give a mantra, Yogamaya mantra, although we don't see in Hari Bhakti Vilas or anywhere mentioned by Goswamis. But some gurus, some Babaji's, they have Yogamaya mantra, or maybe some regular devotees have Yogamaya mantra or Yogamaya Gayatri. Either way, by mantra or by prarthana or by your personal prayer and puja, we'll not enter Krishna's lila without the mercy of Yogamaya. Now we're in Mahamaya. We're in this illusory energy of Maya. And only by the mercy of Krishna will Yogamaya cover us and take us to him. Krishna tells in Gita 7:14, Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya daratyaya mama eviya prapadyante maya metam taranti te. Taranti means cross, and very quickly, tarant and taranti. We can cross over this ocean of Mahamaya very quickly by the mercy of Krishna. Daivi esha gunamayi mama eviya prapadyante. When we fully surrender to Krishna, now we're covered. We can't see our spiritual form. We can't see Krishna. We can't see the spiritual form of Guru. We see Murti as Murti, not as Krishna. We don't have the drishti to see that Murti is Takshat Krishna. We say, oh, this is the Murti of Krishna. So this Yogamaya has to be favorable and merciful to us. Who's the first? Who arranges for everyone's darshan of Krishna every day? Everyone gets to see the darshan of Krishna after Purnamasi. Purnamasi goes first. And then because she goes there, so there's a teaching in this. Purnamasi goes to wake up Krishna. Krishna is sleeping in my heart also. Krishna is sleeping in Yashoda's house in Ananda Bhavan, in his bedroom. But none of the Balaram and Madhumangala, no one can see him. They're all waiting outside. Oh, Kaniya, come, come. We want to see you. We want to touch you. I'll be the first to touch Krishna. I'll be the first to touch Krishna. No, I'll be the first. I'll be the first to see Krishna. No, I'll be the first. No, you'll be the first. So, no, Purnamasi is the first. Krishna opens his eyes when Purnamasi comes. Yogamaya. So then she comes and goes, then everybody sees Krishna. He comes out. So Purnamasi, the mercy of Purnamasi, this Shakti, ultimately is Radharani Shakti. Purnamasi, all Shaktis are Radharani. So Yogamaya has to be very merciful to us. So we pray to Yogamaya, we worship Yogamaya. Our Goswamis have prayers here and there to Purnamasi and Yogamaya. She is essential. Her kripa, her mercy is essential in the development of bhakti bhajan, especially in Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, because we want to enter the Leela and do our seva in our Siddhadeya. Now we're doing smaran and trying to deepen our smaran and attain the level of dharana. And then if we can go beyond that and actually enter dhyan, well and good. But we have an objective. We want to see Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. If we're not missing something, if we're not feeling empty, if we're not missing something, then we won't look for fulfillment. If we feel full and we feel we're not missing anything, then we won't search for Krishna. So the heart of the Raghunuga Sadaka is burning with a certain, his heart is burning with a certain light of anxiousness. He's very anxious because he wants to see Krishna. It's very nice, this rock, this pop singer, very famous singer. He sang a song and became very popular in the 70s among young people. My sweet Lord. He sang, my sweet Lord, O Bhagavan, O Madhurya Mai, O Shamsundar, I really want to see you. I really want to feel you. I really want to feel you. I want to know you. Very nice. So this, the Raghunuga Bhakta, he has some passionate desire to get something he's missing. If we don't feel we're missing something and something is empty in us, then what is called complacency. Oh, I have a nice wife. I have a nice husband. I'm making good money. I have a nice flat. I have a nice car. I have a nice guru. Everything's nice. Then it's not nice because you're not feeling any necessity or any need to run and search. But we don't find that example in the Goswamis or any of the great devotees or any of the great acharyas. Their mood is something different. Their mood is, I'm empty, I'm devoid of anything. And they're just crazy. They want to see Krishna. Now, if you have a particular agenda where you want people to do something, to make some institution or expand that, then you may not want to talk about such things. But actually, the sum and substance, the very nature of bhakti, is thirst. It's thirst. Thirst means you want water. You're drying up. You're dying. You're missing something. You're empty. So this is the life of the devotee. Is he wants to see Krishna? I have to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakuta, Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure, Kedar Mahavivalo, Mahavivalo. Where is the complacency here? Mahavival. Vival means totally ashankoch, you know, disturbed. Greatly disturbed, greatly agitated. For what? To see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. If you're a bhakta, you must want to see Krishna. How is it possible? It's like some teenager. He's 15 years old, guy's just crazy about looking at girls. And his father's telling him, "Don't look at girls. Just stop it. Just never look at girls. Just study your books. Don't look at girls. Don't think it. Don't do anything." forget about them. He can't, you know, he has to, because that's the nature. So if bhakti is actually entered someone's heart, the nature of bhakti is make someone thirsty to see Krishna and Radharani. And if someone tells you, you can't see Krishna, don't see Krishna, don't try to see Krishna, this is against bhakti devi. This is an aspect of yoga maya. Yoga maya creates thirst in the devotees. It's called, and the highest level, the thirst is called anurag. Radharani is anurag. Krishna is also anurag for Radharani. She's new at every, that's why we say navayovan. Navayovan Radharani, navayovan Irata. They're both eternally fresh and youthful. This is real love. Love is makes you thirsty. You want more and more and more. Material man, woman, love, okay, you do it this way, that way, that way. It just has a limitation. It has to be limited because it's based on the body. It's based on the mind. It's based on the heart. That's limited. But Atma Prem, and Bhagavan Prem is unlimited. So this is not correct. How can you preach, be a devotee, chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna, love Krishna, but don't want to see Krishna? Be a good person, you know, get properly married, get married, now you're married, now don't touch your wife. Wait a minute, this is part of this position, this ashram. And this, so, because everyone that's religiously minded or pious minded, their curiosity is, they have curiosity, who is this God? Okay, I'm religious, so I believe there's some God. Who is this God? Where is this God? How is he like? What is he like? What does he look like? Isn't it? I had that question when I was 5. I still have the question. They said, oh, you can see God in Vrindavan. So I got some relief when I got a Krishna book in 1974, and they said, oh, God is in Vrindavan. Oh, where's that? That must be somewhere up by Mars or something. Oh, no, it's in India. Huh? You can go there. And then 3 years later, I came. So this is where we can see Krishna, for sure. And anywhere, wherever we are doing bhakti, our bhakti should be driven by our thirst to see Krishna. I want to see Radha and Krishna. I want to enter their leelas. So then Yoga Maya, Purnamasi, Sita Devi, they play a big role in that. Because it's impossible. It's an impossible desire to fulfill on our own. So we need, as they say, we need all the help we can get. I need your help and your help and your help and your help. Everyone's help. I need Yoga Maya's help. I need everyone's help. Rishvasi's help, Brahman's help. That's what we say everywhere we go. Mercy, mercy, Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo. It's like the Goswamis, like Raghunath Das Goswamiji, he would sometimes actually see the leelas and get lost in the leelas. And then come out and lose that vision, that spurti, that taste, he was in ecstasy, then it would diminish something. Oh, I have to have it. Like an addiction, an obsession, an addiction. This is bhakti. This means bhakti is in your heart. If you're like a drug addict, this heroin addict, if he doesn't get his heroin, he goes crazy. He'll do anything to get it, get money to get that. Rob, steal, kill, murder, anything. This is a very good sign if someone, it's not, the good sign, no matter how many rounds you're chanting or how many, you're sleeping 1 hour a day or 19 hours a day, whatever, so many things you may be doing, whatever you're doing. But if this feeling's not coming, if this mood is not coming, this attitude is not coming, then all your numbers that you're adding up, your so many hours of sleep and so many jump arounds, they add it up to zero. It's all about transformation and creation of a new taste. We talk about Paramjasva Nivartate. It's, you know, we want to see a higher reality. Param means a higher reality. Paramjistva. Nivartan means Param Jistva Nivartante. So we Param Jistva, this is in Gita verse. Param means the topmost transcendental thing. Drishtva means to see. So we should want, if we're driven by the desire to see that topmost thing, which is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, then nivartante. Just that desire will be so encompassing and so will become so obsessed with that desire to see Radha and Krishna that nivartante, that everything else will get down, get destroyed. We can see that. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 59. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param jistva nivartate. Param jistva nivartate. Nivartate means he ceases from, he stops, he desists, he rejects, he renounces. Param jistva, this is the key point. It says rasavarjam rasopyasya. Rasa Varjam. Varja means Varjita, you know, it means to give up. So we give up that ras, we give up the ras of enjoying the senses because we want to see that the stronger our desire is to see Krishna, the sooner we can give up the rasa Varjam of material indriya. Vishayi means sense. Vishayi means sense enjoyment. Param jisva nivartante. So that's the whole point. This verse is saying, param jistva, we should want to see param, the transcendental reality. We're in the material reality, but we want to see the spiritual reality. And the stronger our desire to see Radha and Krishna, the sooner we'll become detached from this world, just by that desire. We're chanting Hare Krishna, please show yourself to me. You are here, Radha and Krishna. I want to see you. And you're doing puja. Please reciprocate. You know, this is a whole inner prayer. This whole inner prayer. Please reveal yourself. Yoga Maya, please reveal. Oh Gurudev, please reveal. Oh Krishna, please reveal. Oh Radharani, please reveal yourself. I want to see you. This is what we see in the Prayojana Tattva and the concluding teachings of Das Goswami. The whole idea is about seeing Radha and Krishna in their leelas and serving them there. And this is the goal. We want to go there. We want to go there, spiritual world. So we're meditating, trying to be there in our meditation. But the substratum of the whole practice of Raghunuga Bhakti is I want to see Radha and Krishna. I want to serve Radha and Krishna. And that desire creates a thirst. And so automatically, if sleeping, you increase your sleep or decrease your sleep or you decrease your eating or decrease, it doesn't matter, but we should increase our desire more and more. And automatically other things we'll read, we'll hear, we'll chant, we'll pray. Because everything has a goal. Everything has some objective, final point. You can say final point. For everyone is born, death is certain. For one who's been born, death is certain. So what is our goal? Our objective is to see Krishna. We say love. What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? Krishna Prem. Why did you say the goal of Krishna consciousness is see God? Is that right? Is there something wrong with that? What is Prem? Can you love someone you can't see? We're trying that. We're trying to love Krishna, but we want to see him and love him also. In our manasik murti, the form of Krishna in our mind, or our bahir, this external form we see in our murti puja, or chitra puja, pictures, whatever. We want to leave this world and enter that world is the function of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is the curtain. Now there's one curtain. And we can't see on the other side. Because in Yoga Maya, that's in 7th chapter, verse 25 of Gita. Naham prakashya sarvasya Yoga Maya samanvrita. So Yoga Maya is acting here, samanvrita. Everyone is completely covered by Yoga Maya in the form of Mahamaya. Naham prakashya sarvasya. This is Gita, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 25. Naham prakashya sarvasya. I am not manifest. No one can see me. Krishna is telling Gita, no one can see me. Naham. I am not Prakash. I'm not manifest to anybody. Why? Yoga Maya Saman Samanvita. Anvita means I'm covered. Everyone's covered by my Yoga Maya in a form of, because there's only one, but it's Mahamaya, because they're not thinking of me. So for the devotee, then Aham Prakasha Sarvasya, not Naham. Aham. Aham. For the devotee, he takes shelter of Yoga Maya, the internal energy. Oh, Yoga Maya. Oh, Katyayini. Katyayini can be worshipped as one of, there's nine forms of Durga. Brahmacharini, Katyayini, Kushmanda, and Durga, Shailaputri. There are nine different forms they worship in Navaratri. 9 days of worshipping, nine forms of Durga. So one is Katyayini. But Katyayini has her, and all of them, for that matter, have their Mahamaya aspect and their Yogamaya aspect. And Gopis of Vrindavan, around this time of the year, a little bit before, a couple of months, in Mrigashirsh, they were worshipping Katyayini Murti of Katyayini out of sand, and all the puja samagri for Durga Puja, and all the mantras for Durga Puja. But they were praying to Goddess Katyayini, Katyayini Mahamaya Mahayogin Yadishuri Nanda Gopasutam Devim Patim Me Kurute Namaha. Oh, Mahamaya. Mahamaya. Oh, Katyayini, you are Mahamaya. You are the great yogini. Please, you make the son of Nanda Maharaj our husband. Nanda Gopasuta. The son of Nanda Gopa, Nanda Maharaj. Please make him our husband. So they are worshipping Durga, worshipping Katyayini, but praying to her as Yogamaya. So we pray to Yogamaya, please make Krishna Prakash. So for the devotee, when he's favored by Yogamaya, by Sita Devi, Yogamaya, then it's not Naham Prakashya Sarvasya, it's Aham Prakashya Bhaktasya. 725 of Gita says, Naham Prakashya Sarvasya, but for when Yogamaya favors the devotee, then it's Aham Prakashya Bhaktasya. I am manifest to my devotees. Aham Bhaktasya. So this is the role of Yoga Maya is very important for us. Knowingly or unknowingly, you may not know about Yoga Maya, but when that final day comes or that glorious day comes when Yoga Maya opens the curtain and shows us the beautiful stage of Krishna Leela with all the players that we're hankering to be with and hankering to serve beside, then we will rejoice with the mercy of Yoga Maya, allowing us to see everything. Aham Prakashya Bhaktasya Yogamaya Samanvita. Then we will become completely, the Bhakta will become completely covered by Yogamaya. And he sees, then everything, then instead of, because Mahamaya disconnects us. Yoga means to connect. Yuk, yoga, yoking, connecting. There's an English word, yoke. You yoke the bulls together, Y-O-K-E. That means you link, you tie them together. So two bulls will plow the field with some wood that connect them. So yoga means to connect. So Mahamaya is disconnecting us from Krishna. Disconnecting us from seeing Krishna, disconnecting us from entering Leela. But then Yogamaya, she acts to connect us to Krishna's form. We see Krishna in the name, in the form, in the murti, in everywhere. And Yogamaya, so now, when a devotee is in the stage of bhav, then Yogamaya connects him, connects all his senses to Krishna. So he sees Krishna everywhere, he hears Krishna's flute, he hears Krishna's flute and the mantra. This is the experience of the advanced devotee, because Yogamaya becomes his friend. Maya is not our enemy, Maya is our friend. Mahamaya is also our friend, because her duty is to make us good. Mahamaya's job is to make us good devotees. So she does whatever she needs to do to make us good devotees. Mahamaya can make you famous. Mahamaya can make you infamous. Mahamaya can make you healthy, sick, anything. Whatever required to make you better devotee. Then Mahamaya will say, okay, now I've done my work. I turn you over to Yogamaya. And Yogamaya, so it's like someone is beating you with this hand, and this hand they have a cake. It's a nice kick, and just pop, pop, pop. Okay, are you, you surrender? Yeah, you're ready. You're okay now. Oh. So you get the cake. Finally, you get Yogamaya becomes a friend of the devotees. So this is Yogamaya.